Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Big show to continue our coverage of NFL free agency today, or as we get closer to the start of it officially, which is tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. Peter King is joining us at 3:35 today. Steve.
Yeah, Peter King. We got John, as you mentioned, John McClain. We got Patrick Chambers, Neil Coulong, Nate Bauer, Neil Riddell. It's been no shortage here of people to talk to. And again, we'll go back to what we talked about yesterday. And today's show, by the way, of course, brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. No matter what happens, we will give you the news of the day right out of the gate. And if there's anything that happens during the 2 hours we're together, that will take precedence over whatever we're doing at that particular time. That is the advantage of doing live radio. Our ability to, again, inform you. And if we are sitting here and we happen to be doing, for example, if we happen to be sitting here and doing interviews with Peter King or talking to Patrick Chambers or talking whomever. And by the way, we're working on getting Lamar Stevens on the show too. And at some point, we're going to work to get James Franklin on the show. But if we're doing that, that means at the moment everything is status quo. That's what it means. We open the show with any updates. I mean, I don't really think there's really anything to update today, is there, Matt? I don't think there is.
Where should I start?
No, but I mean, in terms of like, I mean, a lot of the dramatic stuff happened yesterday.
True.
With the 15-day shutdown and things like that,
yes.
You know, non-essential. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Was there anything you wanted to add to that? Or
no, just we have some clarification from the governor's office as to who's non-essential and who's essential and a couple other clarifications. So we'll continue to get that out there. But there's some clarifications now on WKOK.com.
We have some time here. What are the clarifications? That's important to get out there. I mean, people will go to the website, but it also, I mean, we have a radio station that's open too. Might as well tell everybody too.
Yeah, so for non-essential businesses, and I think we talked about this on the show briefly yesterday, that includes concert venues, bars and restaurants, of course.
Yeah.
Hair salons and barbershops.
Restaurants can still do takeout, correct?
Correct, yeah. So that's kind of where the gray area kind of is. So the only like actual mandate you have to do this is restaurants and bars have to close their dining facilities. But if you have the carryout, delivery, drive-through, whatever, you can keep that open. But other than that, it's just you're strongly, for the non-essential businesses that we talked about yesterday, you're just strongly urged to close for at least 14 days.
Urged.
It's not an actual mandate that you close. The only actual mandate to close is restaurants and bars, dine-in.
Right, because of the gathering space of they
Correct.
Want more technically more than 50. Some say no more than 10.
Yes, there's a couple for there's no more than 10 for like anything on a religious standpoint. There's some grounds out there now, but then there's no gatherings of more than 50 people now because of the new CDC regulations that came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Right. So again, it's not a mandate to close. It's just a suggestion, and again, no gathering in bars or in restaurants, but you can also take out from bars and restaurants. And if you have the ability, just my personal opinion, because it's everybody has their own situation they're in right now. But if you happen to be in a situation where you can tip a little bit more, please. How about that?
There you go. Because all those people are suffering too now, a little bit.
Right, exactly. And again, I'm only suggesting that to those of you who have the means to do it. You know, you have the means to do it. Your job is secure. You know, I mean, you know, I don't think I have to explain too much there. But just in case I do, I just want to make sure that if you have the ability to do it and the security to do it, tip a little bit extra. Just a thought. Yeah. But we do want to get the news of the day out. And if anything changes during the 2 hours, we're live. We can then make... In fact, we were going to have yesterday, if it had happened, we were going to have somebody from the governor's office actually was going to call. And if they called during the course of the show, we were going to do that yesterday. Just to let you know. So we're trying to keep, you know, the show is fluid. But again, and now we're going to get into the meat of the show today. You know, I mean, Peter King's going to do the show with us today. There's a lot to talk about with the NFL. And it is, Peter wrote a very thoughtful column yesterday on NBCSports.com. About the optics of all of this, and I'm going to get into that. We'll get into the Brady part first out of the gate, because obviously he's, you know, it's no surprise he's leaving the Patriots. And you see the statement that Robert Kraft made, you see the statement that Bill Belichick made, you see the statement that Tom Brady made. I don't think the three of them in public can handle it any better. You know, 20 years. And Peter's been around that situation more than anybody during the course of his career. And so we'll get into that. We're going to get into the vote. And we're also going to get into the optics of all of this. And that's going to be, it's going to be interesting. To get his perspective on the optics of X signs a deal for $60 million, you know, obviously over 5-6 years, whatever the numbers may be, the Hopkins trade, the Diggs trade, there's the Buckner trade, which Sal Palantonio broke on our show yesterday when we had him on. And then we'll get Patrick Chambers on tomorrow to talk about, obviously, what's been a hard time for them. And what's happened with Penn State basketball is also emblematic of others. Mark Hall was going to go back to Minnesota. I want to say Mark's from Apple Valley. He was going to wrestle for his second career national championship in the Dome, where the Vikings play, where Stephon Diggs used to play, and probably 50,000 people there. And that's not going to happen. So you're disappointed for him. Vincenzo Joseph was going after his third national title. You're disappointed for him. Shakur Rashid, you're disappointed for him. Last chance. Even somebody who's going to have another chance. I mean, you really felt like Nick Lee, for example. You know, he's going to wrestle Pletcher probably again at some point. He probably is going to make an adjustment or two. Just like Pletcher made an adjustment or two to Nick and won the Big Ten title, you'd expect Nick Lee to make an adjustment or two to Pletcher in the Nationals. And that was something to really look forward to. You know, you look at Rob Cooper and the baseball team here. You look at Jeff Tambroni and the men's lacrosse team, Missy Doherty and the women's lacrosse team, and John Gondak, and you look at the Penn State men's ice hockey team. They were going to be playing in the semifinals of the Big Ten over the weekend. They were going to make the regionals in Allentown. And then, of course, you know, the women's basketball team at Bucknell, they were on track to make the NCAA tournament. I mean, last night was going to be a triumphant night for Bucknell women's basketball. They were going to find out last night what seed they were in the NCAA tournament. I mean, I know they hadn't finished the Patriot tournament yet. You know, the only question would be is whether they were going to allow the Jack Nicholson of the program to fly in the plane with them to the regional. That'd be you. I mean, every program is to bring their star.
True.
But I mean, think about that. That would have been last night, you know, because look, they were the heavy favorite to win. They had to play, but they were the heavy favorite to win the Patriot. Last night was going to be a night of triumph and excitement for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely disappointing, especially for the two seniors. Ellie Mack, of course, Patriot League Player of the Year, and Gia Hayes is the other senior who has been a part of some of the other of the good teams lately. So it's a shame for them. That's kind of what I thought of the most when all this started coming out.
I mean, I've tried to think of as many people as possible in all this, and obviously there are, you know, everyday life is bringing with it patience that people are having to exhibit that they never thought they'd have to exhibit in their life. And if we all do this together, then the time that we have to do this will be shorter. As long as we do this together. And if we do this together, the idea is to shorten the time that we have to do it this way. And that to me is the most important factor. We can go about our daily lives as how, you know, how we wish and so on and so forth, and it might make the time longer and more dangerous. If we do this together and we follow instructions, then, you know, instructions to a point, obviously, follow instructions, then it would make this time shorter and more effective. How about that? People can't wait for this to end. And a way to make it end quicker is to do it the right way now. In the meantime, it's our job here to not only inform you, but at the same time, it's also our job to, look, entertainment continues. And you can call the show anytime you want. I mean, believe me, if you know, you want to call the show, if you want to call the show about an opinion you have about something the Eagles did, or you want to talk about the Phillies, or you want to talk about the Steelers, or you want to talk free agency, or if you want to call and make a suggestion about something you'd like to hear, or if you want to call and complain about something, we'll give you the suit cell number. No, it's a bad move.
Well, he is the top now, so.
No, he's not at the top. Roger's always at the top. He's somewhere in the middle.
Let's go with
he's
that.
In the that, to me, is middle. Very, very middle. He actually popped his head in the door yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a bold move by you to say, hey, we're on the air, leave. I mean, I mean, I wouldn't have done it that way, but I mean, you know, but you know, you're there. You're there. So in a challenging time, we're here. And we're here to inform, but we're also here at the same time. Hey, look, you know, you could tell by the guest list we've been getting this week over and over again. I mean, we not only have things to talk about, but we also think we're doing it at least in an entertaining way. Everybody needs a diversion or a sense of normalcy or something like that. Now, I don't think the suit would refer to this show as a sense of normalcy, but he might refer to it as a diversion. So we'll use both, all right? So we got Peter King coming up in the next half hour from NBC. We'll talk about the optics of this, then we'll get into the Brady thing, and then we'll get into some other items with him as well. And then, as we mentioned, Nate, we have eventually Neil Riddell, Neil Coolong, Nate Bauer, John McClain, and Patrick Chambers. It's an interesting week. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Peter King, next half hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on the show today. We will at some point here connect with Peter King, because Peter did say he wanted to do the show today. And we'll get to him. Now, there's been a lot of breaking news in the NFL, so he may be taking care of that right now. Earlier, though, I did have a chance to talk with Neil Riddell of the Altoona Mirror.
Hey, Steve. Thank you. How you doing?
Doing well. It has been a surreal week. What were your various emotions as you watched this week play out?
Yeah, just uncharted. I'm at a loss. I mean, you update a story and then it changes in 5 minutes. Just so many moving parts. Sadness of the uncertainty. Sadness for lost opportunities. Sadness for the state of the world with this virus that we don't. You know, we just don't know the uncertainty. I think, Steve, is what troubles me the most.
Yeah, no, and uncertainty is definitely a part of this. I mean, there's no getting around it because nobody really knows. You'd like to have, hey, by pick date, life's back to normal.
Right.
Well, that date doesn't exist. We're all living through it right now. We'll start with this. You cover a lot of high school athletics.
Right.
That is taking a backseat to the pros and the college athletes. How tough is this for a young person? You know, because we talk about, you know, the men's and women's NCAA basketball championship, the young men and young women. To me, high school kids are still kids. So what's it been like, maybe some of the kids either you've been around or parents who had worked so hard to get to this point?
Right. And, to your point, you know, some of the comments nationally, the REMAs, the Izzos, and people like that who've all been there reflecting that. That the, some of these teams like Penn State that hasn't been there in a while, and you see that even magnified more at the high school level. We did a story today, you know, reaction to the PIAA's decision to delay 2 weeks, and at least as of this moment, a lot of people were kind of relieved that they were at least going to consider trying to play in 2 weeks, because the, all these basketball teams, some going for three-peats, some who have never been this far, you know, they all want to be able to continue to play with fans or not. They want to be able to complete that journey, win or lose. So that was the tenor of our story today. These kids maybe probably don't understand, and a lot of us don't understand the magnitude. I saw some of the NCAA guys, Mark Few, they were urging a delay or a postponement rather than a cancellation. Mm-hmm. So there's so many moving parts and mixed emotions. But I think the majority of the kids I see on Twitter begging the PIAA, please don't make a quick decision on the spring sports. So the high school kids want to play.
Yeah. You mentioned the NCAA and Mark Few, for example, before the decision was made, talking about a postponement of the tournament. During World War II, and just so let's point out to everybody, Neil and I were not alive during World War II. Okay. Right, and that was a world war at the time. It was not an invisible threat like a virus is. All right, so let's put that into that context. Franklin Roosevelt wanted sports to continue so that there was some still sense of normalcy out there. Now, again, mm-hmm. that's a world war versus an invisible killer like a virus. But if they had postponed, I think it would have at least given people some hope where you can reassess down the road. That's a part I looked at from a societal point of view, that it still held out the hope of something, even though maybe it still wasn't going to be a reality. How do you look at that?
I agree. I saw today, of course, the Masters. And that's mm-hmm. a postponement for now.
Right.
And whether they can get a date, whether it would fit the schedule, or whether the course can accommodate later in the season, all those things are questionable. Or even, does it have to be played at Augusta? I would think it is, you know, important to the golf community and the sports fans to retain hope. Because, you know, when you looked at this, you know, you see the NCAA tournament, you know, the crown jewel of sports, or certainly on a short list of them, taken away. Baseball delayed. Now, baseball's a long season, so that
yes.
that isn't met with the kind of angst. But you take away the NCAA tournament, and, you know, you start shutting down the NBA indefinitely and hockey and whatnot. The first thing I kind of looked at was, well, the Masters is sort of around the corner. That'll really be the next big event.
That's right.
And then, boom. So, hey, these are experts consulting experts. So I can't question, but I liked it when the PIAA basketball said, hey, we're going to wait 2 weeks for these kids. Now, if they eliminate the spring sports, and some high schools are already doing that, I don't know how they turn back and then finish the basketball. So just a sad time.
It is. What role do you think sports will play once things settle down? And we don't know when it will settle down, but what role can sports play to getting everybody back to feeling some sense of themselves again?
Well, you saw it with 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, how people love to gather. And there was a lot of healing and a lot of, you know, coming together, unity, prayer. And, you know, it served a great function, just as sports has taken the lead now in not kicking and screaming about all this, not having to be the ones that are following, but they're leading. So in that regard, it's to sports' credit, but I think it could play an important role. Hey, let's face it. We've made our lives in sports, and it's been entertaining as heck for so many years, and you just don't know. You can go to a concert, and yeah, the song is beautiful, but you've heard it 50 times.
Right.
Sports, you don't know what's going to happen.
And I'll take you back to November 1st. You've followed, obviously, in one form or another, Penn State basketball for years.
Yeah.
If I were to have said to you on November 1st, and Lamar Stevens coming back had provided optimism that the possibilities were all on the table, that they would win 21, they'd be get 11 wins, and would certainly be a team deep into the NCAA tournament on everybody's bracket. What would you have said on November 1st?
Well, sure, you sign up for that. And you, more than anybody, the commitment and a lot of suffering for many years of falling short or just not getting there or whatnot. You know, I think of you. I think of the Dave Bakers and the people that have followed the basketball program for so long. I was so happy for you guys because it did look like as good a team as we've been privileged to watch. Yeah, sure. Hey, any season, preseason that Penn State is, you can sign up for an NCAA tournament bid no matter how they get there. You'll take it, right?
Yeah.
At least at this stage of the where everything is. But midway through the year, at one point, Steve, I actually tweeted out that Pat had to be on a short list for National Coach of the Year.
Right.
I think that's what sort of set the downfall going.
Right. once again, it goes back to Neil Riddell.
Yeah. So, sorry. I was trying to be nice, actually.
There you go. And, hey, we can still kid about some things.
So. Yeah.
We could still do that. Okay, so... Moving forward, I want to talk about the curve for a moment. All right, let's take it really local. How important will it be for the curve as an organization that they take all of their cues from Major League Baseball? And what will that mean for the Altoona community once they're allowed to get back? And because their season would not have started now anyway.
Right. Their home opener was supposed to be April 9th. Now it's pushed back. I think it'll provide a transition, which April has always been a transition for
yes.
them. It's not been a super attended month. One of the things the Lozenak family has excelled in with their McDonald's background is service and cleanliness. You go into their bathrooms, you
yes.
can feel safe. I think that's an area that they've been outstanding in. And, you know, they've maintained this ballpark, and it's been a real crown jewel and destination here. So I feel confident in the leadership that they'll make the best of a tough situation. Probably the fact that it's April, it's still chilly. We've had such a mild winter. Eventually, you'd think we're going to get some colder temperatures, I guess. And so that'll be a transition at month anyway.
And I think it's going to be important for the community. I think there's going to be a point where people are going to want to get out. All right. And I think that, you know, I think that's going to be part of this, too, that people are going to, you know, because there's going to be people working from home and so forth. I think there's going to be a stage where once everybody feels comfortable, they're going to want to get out in the open air, enjoy it.
Right. You know, at some point, I don't know, you know, my mom used to say life was for the living, you know. And
your mom was right.
Yeah, we have to. You know, continue to live. We have to take precautions and use maybe some awareness that we didn't have before. I mean, I sat down at Rotary on Tuesday and somebody just almost exploded in a sneeze a couple of people away
yes.
from me. And,
yeah.
and you almost want to sort of like choke that person. Like, you know, do you realize what is going on here? But, you know, we sort of laughed about it and moved on. So just a nervousness, and hopefully this will pass, and with as minimal casualties and damage as possible.
What do you want to do as a newspaper? Because now you've got a section where the right now there's nothing to, quote, talk about. So how do you want to approach that?
Steve, it's a timely question because we're just talking about it today. The challenge of can we fill as many pages as, we've had, really a signature sports section for many years.
No question.
Penn State football, it's generally 12 pages, 6 pages daily, still 10 pages or so on Sunday. So we have to make some adjustments now, especially if we're not going to have the high school spring sports, which track and baseball, softball take up a lot of space and help you fill some of the space, a lot of kids' names and whatnot. So we're watching that carefully, and hopefully the delay with Major League Baseball won't be too long, but your scoreboard page now with the NBA and just the regular information is going to be minimized, and so we probably will have less space. It may give the guys a chance to do some things that they haven't had an opportunity to do because they're swamped with the day-to-day. So we've talked about that. I saw where somebody got Lamar Stevens. Was he available to all the media, or was that somebody got in a one-on-one with Onward State, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter, which I thought was good. Yeah. I mean, this is the
Ben
time
Jones,
that we got to drum up as much as we can because we can't rely. All our papers have relied on the wire. Let's face it, to cover the national events, and if there aren't very many national events, it is. We're talking about some other options too, some reflections, some nostalgia, and some other things that we may.
You also have a lot of marvelous. We talked. Wait, I started out this with the high school part. Does this open the door for you to do a series of features on outstanding local high school athletes that have put together really terrific winners, and maybe expand more on somebody who had a terrific fall that maybe you didn't have the time to do before?
Probably. I think, like I said to the guys, all hands are kind of on deck. Most of those people, though, Steve, have been our athletes of the week, been our players of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So those people have kind of been thoroughly covered. Maybe it's the unsung heroes. It's other people. We were even talking about maybe a unique series of, how does somebody get to be a University of Illinois fan and happen to be living here or something? Maybe just a little bit more focus on the real local fan until we get through and have a semblance of how this is going to proceed.
Why would they want to be in Illinois? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, Scott Franco. So
yeah, I know. Franco's a great guy. Hey, thank you so much, Neil. Appreciate your time very, very much.
Hey, good catching up with you, Steve.
Neil Riddell, Altoona Mirror. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Next half hour, Neil Coulong. It's an all-Neil day. You name the Neil, we have him. We've already had Riddell. Now we're going to have Coulong on the show. Ryan Shazier, the news there is that they've put him on the reserve retired list. That allows him to stay with the organization. It's a procedural move, but one that they did make. We'll talk to Neil Coulong about that. We'll also discuss the closeness of the vote. I mean, the vote ended up being only 60 votes apart, and 500 didn't vote, which is interesting. But the big story of the day is the again, is Tom Brady not going to return to the Patriots? I mean, is anybody surprised by that?
I am.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I thought Robert Kraft would make sure that he would stay and take any cost possible, but obviously I was wrong about that one. So I'm still a little surprised that he's leaving.
He's a 43-year-old quarterback. And, I mean, there is a certain bottom line. I'm not saying the Patriots are a cold, heartless organization. I'm not saying that. But I watched the documentary about Bill Walsh on NFL Network, A Football Life. And in there, Randy Cross, who had a great NFL career, Randy Cross said he was talking with Bill Walsh. And Walsh said to him, he says, you know what? He says, you probably have another 6 or 7 years left in you. He says, I only want the 3 really great years. That's how far back it goes in terms of how people look at the shelf life of players. I think you've got at least another 6 years in the NFL. I only want your 3 great years. And so I kept looking at Brady, and all I kept thinking to myself was not that it was Tom Brady, but I kept thinking to myself is that, do you want to pay a 43-year-old quarterback $35 million? Right? I mean, that's a legitimate question to ask. Now, over the years, Brady has, quote-unquote, sacrificed big money so the Patriots could sign other players. He has done that. So I know you're surprised. I'm not surprised. You could just see, supposedly, he talked with Bill Belichick last week, either last week or within the last 10 days. And it was, by the way, Philip Rivers' one-year deal with the Colts, okay? That it didn't go perfectly. And to me, that was the indication right there. Again, there is a bottom line. You're a 43-year-old quarterback. Now, you may be the greatest 43-year-old quarterback ever, but if you're looking for a 2-year commitment at $70 million, I don't know. And now let's look at it from Brady's point of view. The Patriots were not surrounding him with, let's take Chris Godwin and Evans, Mike Evans, down at Tampa Bay. Either one of them would be the number one receiver on the Patriots. Either one of them would be. Well, the Colts are obviously going for it. They picked up Buckner yesterday for a first-round pick from the Niners, and now they sign a one-year deal. They're going to sign a one-year deal with Philip Rivers to be their quarterback. I know when I was in Indianapolis last week, that was the talk, that would be the guy that they would circle and go after. They obviously are going to get him. Neil Kulong, next half hour, we'll talk about the Steelers situation on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.